USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Illegal immigration has been made easier by the Biden administration's open border policy. The White House claims illegal crossings have been slowing down, yet Democrat Governor of Massachusetts, Mara Healey, is calling out Biden for flooding her region with so many illegal immigrants, the state had to declare a state of emergency.
The increased level of demand is not slowing down. Expanding shelter at a rapid pace, and it's unsustainable. For this reason, I am declaring a state of emergency in Massachusetts.
The Democrat Lieutenant Governor of Massachusetts, Kim Driscoll, has a plan to solve the crisis.
If you have an extra room or suite in your home, please consider hosting a family.
A suspect is in federal custody after he allegedly threatened jurors and witnesses in the trial of a man who killed 11 worshipers at a Pittsburgh synagogue. Federal agents arrested Hardy Lloyd yesterday. Prosecutors say Lloyd, who lives in West Virginia, sent threatening letters and emails to witnesses and jurors and allegedly put up stickers about his racist beliefs in predominantly Jewish neighborhoods in Pittsburgh. Lloyd had previously described convicted killer Robert Bowers as a lone wolf hero. Bowers was sentenced to death last week for the deadly attack on the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018. New rules for use of artificial intelligence will be considered by the Federal Election Commission. The commission voted in favor of considering an amendment petitioned by Public Citizen, a consumer advocacy group. Democrat Commissioner Ellen Weintraub said it's a topic that is very timely and very important. Meanwhile, the Republican commissioner expressed doubt about whether the FEC can address the use of AI in campaigns. Today is officially National Hip Hop Day. USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin says he has absolutely considered becoming an independent.
In an interview with a West Virginia radio station Thursday, Manchin said he has been thinking of leaving the Democratic Party for quite some time. He added that the Democrat and Republican brands have become so bad in Washington. Manchin's up for re-election next year, and he has yet to rule out running for president in 2024. I'm Ryan Daniels.
It could be called the best national day ever, and it's coming up this Sunday.
Sunday, we celebrate the sparkling wine from Italy, known as Prosecco. It's more popular than champagne, probably because it's cheaper. Millennials drink it the most, but beware, the UK Food Standards Agency says watch out for fake Prosecco. Champagne has to be made in France to carry the name. Prosecco has to come from Veneto, Italy, or it's not Prosecco. Looking for something to go with your glass of bubbles? Sunday is also National Filet Mignon Day. I'm Bree Tennis.
The months-long battle between Hollywood writers and the production studios could be coming to a resolution. The Writers Guild of America will resume contract talks today with the Alliance of Motion Picture of Television Producers. It's the first official bargaining session since WGA members went on strike back at the start of May. The two sides have been said to be far apart on multiple issues, including residual pay, the number of writers in a writer's room, and the use of AI in the industry. Lance Pry, USA News.
Freshness ladies, you would put three small spaces.
One continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe happy, Febreze, la 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 la.